The Advent season, the coming of our Lord Jesus, which we consider the Advent season, his first coming, is upon us. And we are reminded again of God's outpouring grace to the world through his Son. With God, both mercy and grace go hand in hand. When he shows his mercy to us, he extends his grace toward us at the same time. Mercy is holding back that which we deserve, which is death and eternal separation from God, while grace is God's undeserved favor. It is God giving us what we do not deserve, redeeming us and giving us eternal life through his Son. Grace cannot be earned, it cannot be attained by our hands, but must be given, a gift. It is a gift toward us. I was reminded of this acronym of GRACE at this at our last prayer meeting. Actually, Roy was attending the prayer meeting as well, and he shared the acronym of for GRACE, a good acronym. It is GRACE is God's riches at Christ's expense. God shows, which is very fitting, actually, for what grace stands for, God's riches at Christ's expense. God shows us his grace through sending his Son and Jesus, through his Son. And Jesus pays for it that we might be gifted God's redemption through his payment. Romans 3, verse 24 says, being justified freely without any cost toward us by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. Being justified freely by his grace, that is Jesus, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is a gift. You can either accept the gift or you can reject it, but you cannot earn it. Oswald Chambers, talking on grace, said this: we have to realize that we cannot earn or win anything from God. We must either receive it as a gift or do without it. The greatest blessing spiritually is the knowledge that we are destitute. Until we get there, our Lord is powerless. He can do nothing for us if we think we are sufficient of ourselves. We have to enter into his kingdom through the door of destitution. As long as we are rich, possessed of anything in the way of pride or independence, God can do nothing for us. It is only when we get hungry spiritually that we receive the Holy Spirit. The gift of the essential nature of God is made effectual in us by the Holy Spirit. He imparts to us the quickening life of Jesus. God gives us what we do not deserve. Our Sunday school memory verse this month is Romans 6, verse 23. It was also on the top of the bulletin of last week's bulletin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our payment for our sin should be death, and eternal separation from God, and will be our payment if we do not receive God's grace, God's wonderful gift. But, there is a but in this verse, but the gift, it is a free gift, not costing us anything, but costing Jesus everything. This gift is of God, giving us eternal life through his Son and our Lord Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is grace. This is God's riches. God's riches at Christ's expense. That is grace. We have so much to be thankful for, and God supplies all and gives us all. But like any gift, we must accept. Turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. This is a psalm of praise of God, of God's mercy, and of God's grace toward his people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, for he forgives all your iniquities, and he who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, and that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As the Father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. And those who fear him and his righteousness to the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all his places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. As we gather and celebrate God's gift to the world, this time of year, let us remember to praise God and to bless his holy name, the wonderful name of Jesus, to praise him and his grace that he has given to all who will receive. Grace, that is God's riches at Christ's expense.